When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
Happy Monday to all of you, and what a happy Monday it is. Thanks for joining Oos, Christopher Lodd, across the way. Jason Ross across from me. I am Carmichael Dave here for yet another week of off-season extravaganza. And let's talk. Let's talk.
Let's kick it.
Let's kick it.
Let's kick it.
And what is it? Did we ever establish what we're kicking?
You know, it with them and they. Yeah. They said.
They said. May 6th.
May the 6th be with you.
How was your Cinco de Mayo? Is this like? I'm sure Chris.
It was okay.
I'm sure Chris was like, you know what, deep in Cinco de Mayo activities, but. I was waiting. It was wide open for you. Why would you say that, Dave? Because every year he does Cinco de Mayo stuff.
Is he known for that?
That's his reputation.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, everyone knows that about you, Chris. You like to get out with the people and do the thing and drink the beer and have the fun. Meanwhile,
usually keep low on Cinco de Mayo.
That's not true. Well, I'm sorry.
That's a giant lie. To prove
yeah,
it.
I have.
Video proof.
I had to be reminded it was like,
yeah.
I didn't even realize until yesterday afternoon. And it's a Sunday. Like, that's cool. I had no idea. I completely forgot it was Cinco de Mayo.
You were out and about with the wild.
I was in the snow.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. It was May.
Cinco de my snow. Snowco de Mayo? I don't know. It was very snowy.
Yeah.
Where I was at. Just not that far up the hill, an hour away. But we got quite the snow. It was, weirdly enough, my kids' first snow. Not the first time they've been in snow.
First time it snowed where
first time,
they were.
Yeah, they'd seen flurries, but this was like snow. Yeah, like a decent amount.
Did you have a fire?
We did. We had a fire.
Sound like pizza didn't go over well.
Yeah, I had actually forgot. I had an attack of the bad temper over the weekend. I got really frustrated.
You?
Dave?
I don't want to cultivate a reputation as having, because I really don't have a bad temper. I have a very long, people have a short temper. Oh. I have a very long, yes, my temper's very girthy. but I can't, as you guys know.
You want things to work.
Yes.
Bothers me when things that you expect to work don't work.
Yes, that's it.
That's fair.
That's it. That's
not many things get to me, but like to me, it's more something also that I don't know how to fix.
That's right.
So like,
you're helpless.
If this TV or the radio's on every day and then we get here and it's not working, I don't know what to do.
Right.
But why isn't it working? And that can get you upset.
Frustrated.
Yeah.
So, pizza oven got as a gift for Christmas. Took it up there. You know, we got four kids and four adults. It really was.
It's a pizza night.
It's a pizza night. We had an unexpected snow.
Yeah.
This was a Clark Griswold weekend.
So personal pizzas for everybody.
Yes.
And eight pizzas were being made?
Eight pizzas. And my wife brought up the dough, and then I also made some dough because I had a recipe up there. So we had multiple doughs. Tons of dough. And problem number one, what they don't, and yes, I've watched YouTube videos, and yes, I'm sure you're good at it, but I'm not. I'm just responding in advance. They don't.
It's easy, Dave.
Yeah, it's really easy, bro. Once you get the hang of it, man. I mean, you just do the thing. It's all about the actual flour and the I got you. Here's the thing. They don't talk about making the dough into a nice circle, you know, that's even. No, it ends up being like a trapezoid with ridges, and you take a bite and half of it's crust. And so we got through seven pizzas. I went last. And of course, I go last. And here's, I didn't tell them this. But this is the first time I'm saying this out loud. Yeah. My fuse got lit a little bit because there was literally 1 teaspoon of sauce left out of the jar of sauce we had. Half the toppings were gone. Oh, I had, like, everyone was like, I thought you ate. So, like, the guy doing all the cooking is, I'm left with, like, I had to.
Crumbs.
Yeah. That's fine. I sliced a tomato in thin slices, kind of added some oregano. I was going to use that as kind of the, quote, sauce, you know, okay, if you will.
Creative work.
Making it happen.
I'm going, what is it, margarita?
Margarita, yeah. Kind of, but no. And I have the cheese on it, I have the sausage on it, and I go to, you know, you have a pizza spatula, whatever that's called, big giant spatula, and you put it in the oven, and it slides right off. But my wife is doing the crusts, and I think she forgot to flour it. So I go and I slide it in to the oven. The crust stays on the spatula and all the toppings go into the back of a 700-degree oven.
Look, I found the place your life is going in the garbage.
So I pull out and I peel the crust off the spatula. But as I'm peeling it, it's coming apart. And then I finally get it off and put it, and like, it's just making a massive mess. There's pepperoni and sausage and cheese and it's everywhere. And I get the spatula to try to get it all the stuff out of the oven, which is already just smoking, right? And then the fire alarm starts going off, just to add an audio whatever, add to everything. And then I put them all back on, and now all this, I go, you know what? Okay, well, I can't do a pizza now. I'm going to do a... you know what? I'll fold it over. How about a calzone?
Yes, creative. Right?
Trying to be creative, man. I fold it over. I take
Is yours.
This correct? Is mine. Last one. I take the. I mean, and this kitchen is now trashed. It looks like the Chef Boyardee threw up in there. I was gonna say something else. and then, so I go. I flour it. I go put. I go to fold it over. It just rips right off. Just rips right off.
What were some of the things you chose to say or do?
Nothing, because there were kids there. Oh. I mean, they were in the other room. I could.
So where was the temper coming in?
The temper came in a very calm manner.
Hope you enjoyed your meal.
My meal ended up being...
No, theirs.
Oh, theirs, yeah. Hope you had a hell of a meal, Arnold. Well, I would say this.
Did you get thanks?
Yeah.
Okay.
The pizza oven is currently over the back fence of my house. I'll probably go get it the next time I go up there. But it was a heave, sort of a just a, like a.
Was the throw better than your pizza?
Yes,
turned
far
out?
Better. Yeah. Far. I got. I mean, that's a heavy thing. I got some really good distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I came to pizza ovens are neat little suburban fun things that, you know, you see the videos and the dads in the backyard are like, hey, a pizza, hey. And the kids are all like, yeah, daddy, you're a hero, which you can knock out with, one of the Boboli pre-crusts in an oven. It's, and I know that the pizza truthers are out there that are going to be like, oh no, dude, bro. And I admit, like, if it's done perfectly, it is restaurant quality. But
so the others were good?
They were fine. Again, they were fine. They weren't great. They were fine. Again, they're uneven trapezoidal. And it's more about the process. Everybody gets to make their own pizza. Yeah. You can still have
it. Did they taste good? I know they may have been uneven.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get any complaints, so yeah. I'm sure they did. My daughter at least would have complained. They were fine. That's how I know. Okay. But you know what? Lay out 8 Boboli's, or Boboli, as I like to say, and have topping stations, and everybody makes their own, and they just put them in a 400-some-degree oven and bring it. It's perfectly fine.
So what did you eat?
So you tossed the oven.
Yeah.
But the oven wasn't the problem.
No, I feel like the oven. No.
He had to show the oven. Who was the boss?
The oven was the impetus. It was the center of the issue. With no oven now, there's an old saying.
If you didn't have an oven, you couldn't have made the mistake that you made.
That is correct. Although I did on my other. I remember when I went to put the pizza in and all felt. But that was 100% on me.
You weren't like, going to throw yourself over the fence.
I was not. There's the whole thing where the saying where it's like, I threw my cap over the wall. And that's what I think it was Irish or English. I don't know. One of them would throw their caps over the fence to commit that they had to scale. Like throwing the oven over the fence has now defeated the ability. Like that's never going to be an issue anymore. I'm not going to calm down and be like, let's give it another try. Because I know I would. Now, no
what
chance.
If the neighbors go, this is great. We're making perfect pizza.
It's an open property in the back. The deer will probably roll in there now that it's cooled down to be eating pepperoni for a week.
Did you have to sort of spin and shot put
it? Well, because here's the actual comedic thing, if you want to imagine this. There's
you
a lot
clip
of comedic.
Clip the top of the fence?
Nope. Fence was, that wasn't it. It was, it's, you got to imagine. It's dark. Mm-hmm. It's snowing.
Yeah. Was it still hot?
That's what I was getting to, is that not only did I throw it over, but I had 2 oven mitts on when I did it. That's the funny part.
It
yes.
The snow.
And then it just sank in
yeah.
and then got snowed on. And that's it, man. Like
200 years from now, that's found underneath. Like, look at this treasure.
Right. Yes. Although I think the door came off. I don't know. Something broke in it. It's done. But you know what? That's the thing. We'll not be tempted to
guess. I won't get you that pizza oven again.
No, it was a gift, and I actually talked to the person. I felt guilty, so I called them. He's like, "Well, you got a few months of use out of it." Like they were cool about it. I just like I didn't. I'm gonna do. I'm gonna talk about.
I
it.
Expected you to throw. It
yeah,
at some point.
I
made it longer than I thought.
Sometimes my friends will get me things that they know will. It's like get me like a model airplane. Don't ever do that. I can't. They know it'll just piss me off, and that's half the fun.
Pissing you off?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I.
You had a family experience.
Yeah. We did. It was a great weekend.
And what did you eat?
What I had for dinner? Let me tell you about
vermicelli. Tuna.
Earlier in the day, I had made a big giant potato salad. I had a bowl of potato salad for dinner.
Okay.
That's what I had, Jason. I had everybody else was having their pizza and loving life and everything's great and yeehaw.
What was the bowl of potato salad?
Stinky.
What was the bowl of potato?
I mean, usually that's to accompany like some other meal and you were making pizza that night.
Yeah, the night before the night before, we had hot dog, sausages, all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
And I always make a lot if I do that because everyone's eating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By the way, that's the scene. There's a crust that nobody else can see this, but just crap.
I see the stuff stuck to the pizza thing.
Yeah, everything's stuck everywhere.
Well, it looks like you have all the parts.
I do have all the parts, hey now. It's just trash.
Was that the pizza oven that I saw briefly?
Yes. Okay. That was the pizza oven. It was that was.
But you got the big old industrial size pizza scooper.
Yeah, this pizza scooper there.
Pizza spatula.
We have there's the oven. You can see at the top there.
I really wish you would have the after picture of it over the fence.
You know what? Next time I go up there, see, it's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Next time I go up there, I will. I even have the pizza cutter.
I see that.
The professional pizza cutter. By the way, you see that crust right there? That's not crust. That's what's left over on it. That's what's stuck to it. Mm. Oh, hey, the guy that I'm up there sent me a meme just now.
Oh. The other thing he's
I can always tell when he's taking his morning,
Stinky.
Wash your hands. Memes on the timeline. Okay, we'll take a break.
What's next?
What's next? Anyway, so screw the pizza makers and good morning and welcome in. We will take a break. We got a lot to get to today. We got a lot of basketball to get to. Obviously, we'll figure out a way to make it Kings-centric, if you will. Also, the A's are absolutely ridiculous right now. And Jason, as we break, a couple of things. Number one, do either of you want to weigh in? Kendrick? Drake, who's winning? You guys have thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. We can get to those later in the program.
Got a full breakdown.
Full breakdown of the whole thing. In the meantime, I mean, it takes a lot of energy to put out. I think Kendrick put out 3 songs over the weekend. And he must have switched to electric at some point with my good friends at American Energy. And good morning, everybody. It's Carmichael Dave. Asking you, along with my friends at American Energy, to switch to all electric. Really? Get rid of those dumb smud PG&E bills that fluctuate. You all know the deal. You get the bill and you open up just like the corner. So just so you can kind of see the amount. And then it's just really that much. And it's not like you can appeal it. There's nothing you can do, and unlike my pizza oven, you can't throw it over the fence. So my friends at American Energy will come out to your house for free and let you know exactly how they can save you money. It's that simple. Oh, by the way, how about a $9,000 rebate? Up to $9,000 in rebates from Smud, PG&E as well, and the American Energy will do all the paperwork for you. Let them perform that free energy efficiency analysis in home. See where they can help you save for the warmer months ahead. It'll be 90 degrees on Friday, kids. It's coming. 916-520-9990. That's 916-520-9990. AmericanEnergyAir.com. American Energy, make the uncomfortable comfortable. When we come back in 15 seconds, leading off is next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Let's do it. Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
Here's Mitchell against Suggs. Gets into the paint. Panic and a foul. Tie game and a free throw coming up. Donovan Mitchell taking over here in the third.
Yeah, he did. Remember, this is a guy that had a 50-point game in the series. And he's got a knee issue he's been playing through. All credit to Donovan Mitchell, who's not going to win a championship this year. But just one of those performances in the playoffs where you just look at the guy. He's a leader. He's playing through pain. He's doing everything he can. He's riding for Cleveland. And I respect that. Despite Paolo Banchero's 38 points and 16 rebounds, yeah, he's here to stay. 15 of 18 from the line for Banchero. Mitchell outdoes him by one. 39 points to go with 9 boards and 5 assists. Just 1 turnover, which is always so amazing. To see when you're doing that much. Evan Mobley 11 and 16 with 5 blocks, and Cleveland advances. This was a home and home serve type series. We joked before the playoffs, Jason, that watch this ends up being the best first round series. I don't know if it was the best, but it was the only one that went 7 games.
Right.
And when you look at it, the Cavs won by 14 in game one. 10 in game two. We talked about this before. The Magic won by 38 in game three, 23 in game four. Cavs, best game of the series, won by 1 in Cleveland in game five. Magic won by 7 in game six, and then Cavs win by 12. So the average, with the exception of a couple games, these were all pretty much blowouts.
Yeah.
But it went 7 games.
And all home court wins. And all it just it made you wonder. We wondered already, like, okay, is either team going to even have a chance against Boston? When it goes 7, it gives you less belief in that. But also we have to know it's matchups, right? It's a style thing. But I don't know. I don't feel great about – I wouldn't have felt great about the Magic's chances. I don't really feel great about Cleveland's chances.
No, and, you know, never underestimate heart and upsets and all that.
You still got to go and see what happens.
Yeah. And
if more injuries happen to Boston, you just never know.
Well, especially when, you know, Cleveland is pretty damn physical down low. They got a great rebounding and shot-blocking presence in Evan Mobley, former, I think, number 2 pick in the draft, with Porzingis out. Who knows?
Yeah.
I will, you know what, I'm going to make a crazy prediction about that series. You ready?
Yeah.
I think Cleveland will win a game in Boston.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm not saying they'll win the series.
Yeah.
I think they'll win.
That's weird. They could win one in Orlando, but they'll win one in Boston, which is very possible, I guess.
I think they will win one in Boston.
Okay.
All right. Cut number 2, please.
Cut number 2.
Oh, my goodness. Fly ball. Deep left field. You can kiss that one.
This lineup is a little frustrated. No BP, no problem.
The A's are on fire.
Yeah.
Legitimately. Like, not, oh, cute. They won 3 games out of 5. Look at them. No, like, they've won 8 of 10.
Yeah.
They put up a 20 burger over the weekend. Now, they got blown up yesterday.
That's right. Good. It's been, you know, just keep winning series.
Just keep winning series, Jason Ross. We'll talk about this more in Safer Out, but something's going on with this team. And by the way, we're talking about a team that's still a game under 500, but they're anyone who, you know, you follow the A's over the years, whether you're an A's fan or not, you know that every random few years they get this random team that does well. And it's too early to tell, Jason, but you know, they went into New York and they split 4 with the Yankees. They took 2 of 3 out from Baltimore in Baltimore. And then yesterday was their first loss since that game they lost in Baltimore, April 27th. They were undefeated in May.
Yeah.
And they swept Pittsburgh. They almost swept the Miami Marlins, took 2 out of 3. And now we'll find out again.
Next 7.
Yep, the next 7. And honestly, I would throw in, even though they're not having the best year so far, but then you've got 4 after that with Houston.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost the next 11 there. Yeah. We'll find out a lot about the A's, Jason, who currently are 2.5 behind the Mariners. They're playing the two teams ahead of them, Rangers and Mariners. Let's put it this way. LOL, I understand that. But if the A's sweep Texas and Seattle, they're first place.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. They control their own destiny. It's a good story.
It is a good story. And, you know, the obvious statement is, man, it's just so unfortunate, yes, the stuff the player, whether or not they truly feel the everyday impact, but just not knowing your future home, like, that's awful for them, right?
Yes.
And for the fans, we know that. But I'm just talking about, it's really the amount of success they have had as an organization, which some may think they haven't been, but they've been successful for the large part with awful ownership and restrictions. And right. They've been able to win enough over the years. Like, the last couple have been rough.
Yeah.
But before that, they had made the playoffs, I think, like 5 of 7 years. Like, they're pretty regularly in the postseason.
Which is pretty crazy when you think about
with
it.
All the restrictions they've had.
And anyone blaming the players is silly. Like, the players have nothing. You know, even the most hardcore stay-in-Oakland A's fans, you can't. The players have nothing to do with this. Right. And honestly, Jason, and I say this as somebody who right now likes the A's about 30 times more than my Giants. So I say this with absolutely no snark and 100% reality. Doesn't it just make total sense that the A's are doing this? And then, let's just be honest, about half this team's going to be on the Yankees and Astros and Dodgers come.
History would suggest that, right?
John Fisher and his goons have done everything just about they can to possibly disrespect and piss off the Oakland fan base. The only thing left is to have a team that becomes the story of baseball, is above 500, is contending for first place, and then watch as Mason Miller and Brent Rooker and God knows who else are all pieced out at the deadline, and they just fall completely apart. And if you think that's going to happen, you haven't been watching.
Right.
That's what's super sad about it. Yes. It's like when the Kings are up 20 in the third. I'm preemptively getting upset.
You've seen enough.
Exactly. I've seen enough. Cut number 3.
Cut number 3.
You still have time, but you've got to get a stop.
Edwards will knock it down court. Look at this. Left to the rack. What a win for the Minnesota Timberwolves on the road in the second round for the first time since 2004. That's it. They beat Denver by 7.
That's interesting. Now, what I'm not going to do is a postmortem on the defending world champions who have seen it all through the last few years. I mean, this is a seasoned, tried and true team. But when you heard Nikola Jokic, and we'll find that audio here. We have that audio here. We'll play it in a second. Basically saying, yeah, they keep throwing bigs at me, whether it's Gobert, Reed, or obviously Cat.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you just get broken down. That's not going away.
Yeah, they'll still keep throwing them at him.
They're still going to keep. So, over to you, Michael Malone. Let's see how you adjust.
Yeah.
That's it. He had just gone in the press and said, I'd like to see us start better. But at this point, they need the finish. You know, they can't go down 0-2 to the Timberwolves. But I'll tell you this, Jason. We'll get to this again in threefer, but Boston and Denver are really the only, what would you call them, blue bloods left?
Yeah. I don't want to say it's changing. I would say this year changed.
Yeah.
Now, whether this is a, and we got some other segments later to show, like,
yeah,
you know, I guess whoever comes out of the West, if it's not Denver,
yeah,
my question would be, so if it's OKC, if it's Minnesota, or if it's, well, Dallas, but I'm really thinking OKC or Minnesota.
Yeah.
Kind of newer to this. If it's one of them, Are they just, you know, the Blazers from 5 years ago?
Sure, maybe.
Are they Memphis from 8 years ago?
The Jazz?
Or are they the Warriors?
Right.
Starting something that we go, whoa.
Yeah. No, you're right.
This is the beginning of a dominant run. Who knows?
If Denver gets knocked out, is Dallas the closest thing to a blue blood the Western Conference has left? Because it's OKC and Mini. Dallas at least has kind of, although they weren't even there last year.
Yeah.
Neither was OKC or Mini, right? So that would leave.
Like in the playoffs, you mean?
Yeah.
OKC, yeah, Minnesota was. But
Minnesota's in the, oh, yeah, they were. That's right. I was going to say, God, would all the teams be out of play? My goodness. And then you got the Cavs on the other side. You got Indiana on the other side. New York. Oh, my God. I really will get to this because I love it. You love it. But not sure everybody loves it. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's get an NBA playoff weekend. And the Clippers go bye-bye, as do the Magic. We'll talk about it next.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting smart home products. Now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sactown Sports.
Well, you nailed it, Jason, right here on the national shows. The topic currently is... the topic currently is LeBron, Curry, or Durant. They will not win another title. True or false, fact or fiction, like or spike, whatever it is. And you know, look, there's a question there. You and I, and I did a lot. And by the way, when I say, like, you know, let's get away from social media speak here. When I say things like hardcore fans and casuals, casual is generally thought of as a pejorative. And I don't mean it like that at all. What I mean is people like us, obviously, we get paid to talk about this and we're obsessed and we have to watch as much as we can. And then there's people out there that are obsessed and watch as much as they can, and they're hardcore fans. Then there's casuals, which again on social media is an insult, but it's in truth, it's not an insult. In fact, there are many, many times I kind of wish I was a casual. We've talked about this. These are people that are, let's say, in this area, They're Kings fans. They want them to win. They when they go to games, they're into the popcorn and the sights and sounds, and they cheer their team. When the Kings lose, it's, ah, man, we'll get them next time. Sacramento Kings forever. And they're not sitting there going, well, Monty really needs to check the cap and see if he can, you know, make the trade for the thing and the mid-level exception. Like, those are hardcore fans. The casuals are just like, well, I know they did their best, and we'll get them next time.
And that beam is fun.
And the beam is great. And I mean this, no snark. Right. There's nothing. There is nothing wrong with that. And as a matter of fact, you could argue it's better mentally health-wise.
Yeah, no, we joked about it when it ended, ran into a few people. Hey, next year. Like, if you told me that now,
yeah,
cool.
Right.
But we're not at minutes after they lost to the Pelicans, where I'm thinking about OKC. Hey, next year.
Right.
You know what? No, not now.
And
but today, if you told me that, that's fine. We're good.
Right.
We're good.
I'll again, defend the air quote casuals. Mm-hmm. It sounds like such an insult, but again, it's not. Like,
Dave has a beef with the casuals.
No, they're honestly,
you want to be there.
It's kind of jealousy.
Yeah.
Because they're not the one. I mean, when you really think about it, we all have mortgages and rent and kids, or, you know, all the stuff that's going on in the world. We're like, oh man, we didn't make the, they didn't, we, yeah. we didn't hit that jumper in the fourth, and we really need a stronger three. And it's like, dude, they don't care about you. Why do you care about them so much, you weirdo?
Yeah, no, to your point on the casuals, where it might be in such a long season, like, we know this year specifically, there was ups and downs, roller coasters. Let's say there was a stretch where the Kings won three in a row. Mm-hmm. And then shortly thereafter had like two hideous losses, and you were in some, man, the Kings are playing great. I know where you're talking. They had those three great, but actually the last two have been really bad.
I didn't really think about
it. Didn't know or didn't follow. It's like, no, I saw that they had won like three in a row.
Right.
Well, there's been two awful losses since, but yeah, they did. They did win three in a row.
Or they beat a bad team by like four.
Uh-huh.
And
like, a great win last night.
Yeah, and we're disgusted. We're like, no, Portland had nobody. That was an embarrassment. Right. Oh, I thought they...
But wait, didn't they win?
It wasn't a good win? Yeah. Why are we... So why are we talking about casuals versus the hardcore fans and doing a preamble like that? Because, look, I think for most hardcore fans, unless, of course, you're a fan of one of these teams, a playoffs where the Suns, the Lakers, Philly...
The Warriors,
you know, Curry and LeBron and AD and all these, you know, Durant and Beal and Booker and all these top flight. Now we get into James Harden and Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. They're all gone. Now, to me, I think to you, to a lot of the people listening right now, which, by the way, odds are if you're listening to our dumb show at 6:36 in the morning, odds are you're hardcore.
Yeah.
You're a hardcore Kings fan or hardcore basketball fan. To us, it's awesome. I love this. But I think the question is the ratings, which I haven't really seen much ratings info yet, but I'm going to guess that the ratings this year are going to be way, way down.
And which is, for me, I'm going to speak for me personally, I don't care at all.
I know it's a
talking point. I'm not saying we shouldn't talk about it.
I'm with you.
But like, for the league is down because the ratings are down, I'm going to watch the finals.
Right. Couldn't care less.
If everybody watched or if it was just me, I'm watching the finals.
They're still, and I can't imagine the NBA, although they're I mean, really, any day now. I thought it was supposed to be Friday, but they're about to close on all their TV deals.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be, that's another thing. Actually, I didn't even write that in the show today. Yeah, we may be losing inside the NBA because NBC's trying to grab that basketball package from TNT, and Ernie Johnson has said he's not leaving TNT. Which would then make Charles Barkley, he's not leaving Turner.
Right.
Which then triggers Charles Barkley as a free agent. I mean, straight up, unless somebody changes their mind, meaning Ernie Johnson, which it doesn't sound like he's going to.
He's been with Turner for so many
years. Yeah, he's straight up said, I'm not. And by the way, Ernie can't be that far off from. Mm-hmm. I could see Ernie any year over the last couple or the next few.
This one might do it for him right here.
100%. I could see Ernie being like, I've had a great run. I'm going to get out while I can. I mean, he's a devout family man. He's had a lot of hurt in his family and tragedy over the years. I could 100% see him saying, I've made enough money. I'm going to go spend time with my fam. But when you have the best sports show going and arguably the greatest studio show in any sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd have to go back to the NFL today with Brent Musburger and friends, but that was, I think, almost more groundbreaking than it was as good as inside the NBA. Anyway, you got all this swirling around, And now we're looking at markets like Denver, Minnesota, Cleveland, Oklahoma City, that are all
Indiana.
Indiana, thank you. Like, you got, look, hey, you got Dallas, you got New York, you got Boston.
Yeah. I think especially now at this point, if Boston doesn't win,
yeah,
I think it's a story. Like a significant story.
I agree.
You know, Boston's been the best team. And yep, so, like, if still somehow Curry got there or LeBron got there, it speaks to their greatness and their legacy, and or Denver getting back. But if it's someone new and not Boston, then it's like, wow, what
yeah,
an open year for the NBA.
What if it's Denver, though?
That's what I meant. If it's
not
I'm Denver.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I got you. Got you.
But if it's, like, in the end with all these, like, Anthony Edwards is the future of the league. He may be. But if Boston went, you know, are the young stars taking right over? If Boston wins, yeah, the answer is no to me.
Yeah, we won't remember that. We'll be like, oh, yeah, that was the year where a bunch of people
right got knocked because out. Next year, I mean, what if LeBron is back?
Sure.
Or like, I don't know if this is a one-year blip. I don't know. We got to wait and see.
Dallas sends the Clippers home over the weekend. We'll have to get to that a little bit later when we have more time. Because the question here is Paul George gone? It sounds like he is. And if that's the case, I don't know if SGA posted on his I think it was his Instagram account posted a screenshot of the trade for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for Paul George. And it is really interesting.
Who won the trade?
I mean, that is just, you understand what the Clippers were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine the situation the Clippers be in right now if they just had stayed put. Screw Paul George. Leave Paul George wherever. Now, a theme this week, and if you haven't caught the theme, we'll go to break on this thought. We have waved the flag and got on the megaphone for years throughout our interviews with Monty McNair. Talk about two words, distressed asset. This is the summer of the distressed asset. Everything Monty has talked about when it comes to, well, yeah, we didn't make that move at the deadline, but guess what? We have all those picks still. We have this, we have that, we have the cupboard. I will happily go on record and say I will be shocked. I mean shocked, not surprised. I will be shocked if the Kings go into the season and they haven't added one of these assets. Really, really shocked, because this is what they've been waiting for, and there are multiple distressed assets that are going to be available.
The question, and there's a need to do it.
There's a need to do it. Everything is right there. Monty's been waiting for this moment to pounce. Now, other GMs get paid too. We always say that. This is the moment he's been waiting for. So the question is, who's it going to be? And who are we giving up for that asset? We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll switch to baseball. Safer out. The A's are on fire. Strong desire and more. We'll get to that next.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting smart home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Safe or out? It's time to go around baseball. Three pitches, three swings. It's safe or out on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Welcome back to the playoffs.
Playoffs.
Did you watch any of the Tom Brady roast?
I saw clips. I did not see the.
Isn't that kind of how it is now? Yeah. I asked Chris for a lot. He said the same thing, and I'm the same as well. I saw clips.
I didn't even know about it.
Did you see Wes Welker's joke?
No.
Was it Wes Welker? I'm sorry, Julian Edelman.
All look the same to you.
What?
I guess they all look the same to
so.
You.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it on the air.
Yeah.
It's literally probably, and I've seen almost any roast, every roast ever. I've definitely seen every Jeff Ross roast ever. Huh. It's top five most brutal joke I've ever seen at a roast. It is, hey, don't look it up. Let me see. Can I say it on the air? How can I do it on the air? It was like the crowd was like,
They were uncomfortable more than laughing.
They were talking about the size of Rob Gronkowski.
Mm-hmm.
And by size, think upsizematters.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Edelman was commenting on the size of Rob Gronkowski and how, yeah, the legend is true. But he goes, but you know, the other tight end, he was hung.
Dang.
And the crowd, like, it was one of those. Okay, you remember, this is actually a perfect analogy. Remember when Vince Carter did the dunk in the All-Star game where his arm was hanging off the rim and the crowd had no idea what to do?
Right.
That was what it was like. So between that and commenting on Robert Kraft's choices and where he gets massages, and then Tom Brady telling Jeff Ross to, it almost looked like it was going to be a Chris Rock, Will Smith moment. Uh-huh. Brady gets up in Jeff's ear, but the mic's picked up and says, don't say that S word again. I don't think I'm going to watch it. It's almost like why I watch Curb Your Enthusiasm through one hand.
Uh-huh.
I don't like uncomfortable things.
Got it.
Says the guy that just said he watched like 900 roasts. Christopher Lodge, speaking of uncomfortable things, question one, safe or out?
The A's are on fire, having won 8 of 10. Safe or out? The A's might be good?
Safe. I mean, please note that the question is might be good. Yeah, they might be good. It's a long season, but right now the feelings are good. Again, I just can't help. It's one of those things where I don't know if I should just fall for it and let it be and let everyone, you know, you should enjoy it. But also, I guarantee you every A's fan out there, first off, mixed feelings because, oh, great, the team's moving and they're doing well. Secondly, you also know half these players are going to be gone at the trade deadline. But right now, today, the A's have won 8 of 10. It's a great thing.
I would say this. Probably safe because they're definitely better than everybody thought.
Right.
The other thing that they're taking advantage of, which is not their fault, they have a bad division right now.
Yes.
So if they were in the other two American League divisions, they'd be further back. Like, they still could have the same record. Where you go, hey, they're doing some nice things. But they're only 2.5 out of leading their own division. So, I mean, that is in play. And that wouldn't have been in play, like, if they were with the Orioles or with the Guardians.
Sure.
Like, they're way back already. But they're not.
And
so,
to your point, they're a game under 500. Like, we're not talking like they're 20-3 here.
But they've been way better. I mean, a lot of people thought this is maybe how many wins they'd have in August.
Right. Right. So, that's true. I mean, honestly, when you're looking at the standings and the fact that the A's right now have won 17... What'd they win, 50, 51 last year? They're almost halfway there, and we're in beginning of May.
Mm-hmm. Good for them.
Number two, please. Safer Out.
Oakland starts a 3-game set tonight hosting the defending champs. Safer Out, their next 11 versus Texas, Seattle, and Houston, will let us know the answer to question one.
Yeah, I think so, as to whether or not they might be good. Look, you got Texas, Seattle, and Houston. They go on the road. They've got four at home versus Texas to wrap up this homestand. And then you're on the road for three in Seattle, four in Houston, and then you go to Kansas City before coming home versus Colorado. Yeah, look, out of the next 11, hell, if they can go 6-5 or better, we're talking real deal Holyfield here.
Yeah, I mean, and that, I guess I will say this will help, but I don't think we'll, like, if they go 6-5 and they're 23-23 and they, in theory, could be in first. Mm-hmm. I don't know how great they are, but again, they're better than we thought, and the division is open, so go for it.
Especially when you consider Shohei Ohtani gets paid more than the entire team.
Yes.
Non-deferred, by the way. You could bet on that. Number three.
Safer Out. The Giants suck.
Yeah, that's safe. They are, they just... I don't know
a
what...
nondescript 15-20.
Right. Like, they're
even
not...
Even with Logan Webb.
Right. And poor Logan Webb, man, who's so loyal, so local. And you're what did we say? They're 15-20? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 7.5 back in you know, tied for third, fourth place, whatever it is. They're just, they have nothing to offer. And by the way, Matt Chapman's making errors all over the place. Balls are going between his legs. Like, what are we doing? It just seems like, I don't know what this fascination is for some. And it really is kind of a... there are some people that really almost take this personally. There's nothing personal about it for me. I got no skin in the game other than being a lifelong Giants fan. But Farhan Zaidi is terrible. And I don't know why it's taken so long. The longer he's around... the longer you're just going to be mired in this vat of crap and mediocrity. Please remember, for example, the Oakland A's entire payroll is $62.6 million. Okay? Tampa Bay, $100 million. Baltimore, $101 million. The San Francisco Giants payroll is $198 million of what? Of what did you do?
Yeah.
You signed a bunch of past their prime guys.
They got Bryce. No.
No.
They got Aaron.
No. Hell, at this point, give me Carlos Correa. I don't care. At least it's interesting. you got a couple of cool pieces, obviously. I think the whole Blake Snell thing's a little unfair.
Yeah, give him some. He's fine. He knows how to pitch.
But right now, pretty much every move the guy has made has been either a disaster or a catastrophe. And you got... You know, what we say, 15-20, that's 35. What do you have, 127 games left of this? Unless, look, I know you don't want to do this in the middle of the year, but I don't even know if this is possible. But if I own the Giants, I'm clearing out that front office now and seeing what we can do at the trade deadline to at least make this thing interesting. But that's the other thing,
right now,
too.
They're not interesting.
They're not interesting, Jason. And on top of them not being interesting... I don't know what their movable parts are, man.
Right.
I don't know what their movable parts are. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get back into the playoffs, distressed assets, and move on to round two. We had one series open over the weekend. We got another tonight. So we'll have fun with that. Sit back, relax. Second hour next. Sack Down Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.